go. I'm trying to record. I'm trying to be famous on the internet.
Get out of my room.
All right, we're starting for real. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Everybody who's listening and or watching or both, or if you're feeling any of the things, welcome back to the Problem Solvers. I'm Zach.
I'm Dana.
I'm sure you guys remember Dana from an episode probably like
the Get 'em Craig episode.
3 months ago, yes. The Get 'em Craig episode where Craig answered a lot of our fan mail very angrily.
You're welcome in advance.
So this episode is dedicated to a real American, a true American hero, David Rose. He just got done getting surgery. I heard it was a dick ensmallment because he's got too much hog for his pants.
Oh, I thought he got his belly button removed.
You know, tomato, tomato.
Looks like an average Ken doll.
Nice and smooth down there. So, David, you know, get well soon. David doesn't listen when he's not on. I'm always like, hey, did you listen to this?
Of course he doesn't.
I was like, did you listen to this episode? It was really funny. And he's like, no. I didn't. So I was like, all right.
Well, then I won't say hello.
But for everyone watching and listening, thoughts and prayers. Send them to David. He loves it when you do that. Write it on his Facebook and his Instagram. At drose518. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Write it on every picture.
And thoughts and prayers to his Jeep, who also suffered an injury this week.
Poor little Jeep, just in the hospital now.
Now, before we get into the episode, the regular stuff. Email me at problemsolvers4e@gmail.com. Problem Solvers Podcast on Instagram. Also the Problem Solvers Podcast on Facebook. And our YouTube, which might also be the
Problem Solvers
podcast. I don't know.
On YouTube.com.
I don't know what the names are. Just search it. It's Google. Don't act like you don't know how to use it. That's like the biggest thing that pisses me off right now. Side story. When I have, because I work at a very, for the people that don't know, very boring job. At a tire shop. And I get old people that come in that are like, how much are tires that are this size? Okay, now how about this size? Now how about this size? And I'm like, use the fucking internet.
Yeah.
Just hit the button on Google. You don't even have to type anymore. You can just push a button and say, like, how much is this? And it'll be like, it's this much. You don't have to bother anyone. I'm a computer that can do it for you. So that's the end of my rant.
End rant.
But why did I bring up David Rose being a great American? You might ask, Dana.
I was wondering that.
It's because it's the 4th of July.
The fucking 4th of July.
It's almost the 4th of July. It will be when this episode comes out. It'll be the 3rd.
I wish I brought a flag. Should I sing it like this?
That is red, white, and blue.
Do you want to wear one?
Oh, there's two?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we're here.
Welcome to America.
Welcome.
You know what's funny is it's not actually the 4th of July right now, and this is a lei from Hawaii, and I've got interesting facts about both those things.
Go on.
Today, we don't need to tell you the history of the United States or anything like that, or celebrate our soldiers or heroes or anything like that. For the 4th of July, I'm going to tell Dana and everybody at home interesting facts about the United States. A couple of interesting facts about the United States itself. And then I found a bunch of interesting facts about presidents.
Oh,
like
nice.
Past presidents that are actually, like, some of them are radical. So to get us into this first, this episode's going to come out on the 3rd. We're recording on the last day of June.
Already.
Did you know that we actually declared independence on the 2nd of
July? I did.
July?
I did. Huh? But they had to wait a few days for everybody to get their shit together and come finish
exactly.
Signing it.
Exactly.
I did
so,
know that.
Like, the founding fathers were exactly like our friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, we're going to have a party at this time. And then hours later, we're like, well, it sucks because we already made all the posters that say, like, this date, but I guess that's what we're doing.
But no
now.
One follows the rules. Everyone's just got to do their own thing.
And that there's nothing more American than that.
Freedom. Freedom, man.
Now, also, because of these lays, Did you know that Hawaii, along with Arizona, are the only two states in the Americas that don't observe daylight savings time?
I'm sorry. No, I didn't know that.
They don't. They're like, set my clocks back? I don't think so. I don't have time for that. And you know what? They're American, so they can do whatever they want.
Whatever. I'm going to go to Hawaii for my 50th birthday party.
That's a long ways away.
So you've got 20 years to start saving money.
You should go beforehand.
No, I want to do the 50 states before I turn 50 plan. So my 50th birthday, I want to go to Hawaii because it's really expensive to get there.
Yeah, it is. But that is actually a really cool plan.
I've done a lot of states. I'm about halfway through. I think I counted it up.
I kind of want to count it up.
Yeah, write a list.
I've probably had a lot, but I also have a lot of states where I've been there for like a few hours and been like, okay,
yeah,
going on to the next one.
Yeah, that was Ohio for me.
Like, one of my friends just went to Chicago, and they were like, what's Chicago like? And I was like, well, last time I was there, I walked around, was unimpressed, and then left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, whatever.
I had a really cool beer tower in Chicago once. It was great. It was almost like Molino's, but it was outside.
Is the Sears Tower in Chicago?
I maybe.
Because then you could be like, the Beers Tower.
The Beers Tower. Hey.
You know, speaking of towers... Did you know that the Empire State Building has its own zip code because it gets so much mail?
Go on.
Well,
I didn't know that at all.
Not a lot of people do, and that's why I'm here. I'm here to give some facts. And you know what? Speaking of New York City, did you know that the population of New York City is larger than the population of 40 out of the 50 states in the United States?
Just in New York City alone.
Just in New York City.
It's nuts.
It is so nuts. That's why it's so hard to get a cab.
I feel like you're in the city. Okay, so when we went down, after you guys had left us, we went to the top of the rock, and you're looking at all the city, or the buildings and all that stuff, and you're like, and there's a lot, but I don't understand how the population could be that high. But it's because they stack people up.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
There's so many apartments and living spaces throughout that whole thing. It blows my mind.
It's horrible. So let's dive into some more facts, dog. Did you know that the United States doesn't have an official language?
No. Or it makes sense.
It makes sense. We're the melting pot. But this is for all those weird fucking... Hey, this is America.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, you speak American. Get it.
We're
you guys
America.
Are wrong. There's no English. Like, it is not our...
Isn't English not the dominant language in America now?
Yeah, Spanish is the most spoken language, which is, you know... It's muy bien, you know?
Me too.
Yeah, actually, speaking my language, too, and the United States... I met somebody from Missouri the other day, and what I learned is that either everyone in Missouri doesn't know how to pronounce Missouri, or we, as the rest of the country, have been doing it wrong. Because I was like, hey man, that's an interesting license plate, where's it from? And he went, Missouri? And I was like, where's that? And he went, Missouri! And I was like, Missouri? Like, I don't know what that is. But that's how I pronounce it, because he's crazy weird.
I have to say, when you said you went to Missouri or met somebody in Missouri, I thought of Minnesota.
Minnesota? Dude, I love Minnesota. Hey, did you know that 1 in 8, like on average, 1 in 8 people in the United States have worked at McDonald's?
I'd work there. I'd be so fat.
Yeah. I don't know if it would work for me because McDonald's gives me the poopies, so... I'd probably be really skinny if I worked there. But that's a crazy... 1 in 8 people.
1 in 8. 1 in 8 Americans.
Yeah. It's nuts, butts.
God bless America.
One of the other 50 states that you want to visit is Alaska, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that we bought Alaska from Russia for 2 cents per acre?
Really?
Yeah, they were just like, take it.
So you can see Alaska, or you can see Russia from Alaska?
Yeah, it's just right across, what is it, the Bering Strait? Did you know that 40% of pregnancies are from unmarried mothers in the United States? And that's not really that big of a deal. I don't care about that. But it's only surprising because in 1964, I think it was 4% of children were born from unmarried parents. So it jumped in 50 years, almost 50%. It's pretty wild.
That is crazy.
So keep your legs closed. You're just throwing bastards out left and right. Oh, did you also know that 1 in 3 people are obese?
No, I believe that.
That's super believable.
We have a McDonald's. Oh, we have so much fast food.
Yeah.
And so many bad things in our food.
Did you know that children of any age are legally allowed to smoke? Like, you can give... Well, you'd get in trouble if you gave a 2-year-old. But if a 2-year-old was smoking a cigarette and giving you the finger, completely legal.
Really?
Yeah, you just can't buy cigarettes.
Until they're 21. That changed, like,
this
past year. Yeah, there was a girl that I had worked with who was turning 18, and they changed it right before her 18th birthday. Because she was like, I'm going to buy cigarettes. And then, it changed.
No, you're just not.
And then it changed. It was like a Tuesday. They were like, as of this date, on a Tuesday, you cannot buy cigarettes at 18. You have to be 21 for everything. Which I think is bullshit. I think that people should not be able to go fight in wars then until they're 21.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Did you know that 15% of Americans have a negative net value? Because that's how our credit system debt works. Like the way that they put it in the article I was reading said that if you have no credit card debt, no student debt, no debt, and a dollar in your pocket, you're richer than 15% of the United States. So there's homeless people that are richer than probably you.
Dang.
Yeah, man. It's depressing.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah, we're the only country in the world that does credit the way we do it.
It just doesn't make sense the way we do it.
Nothing makes sense.
America. Fuck yeah.
Let's get happier. Instead of talking about depressing things. Did you know that Lake Superior, not only being the largest freshwater lake in the world, it contains 3 quadrillion gallons of water, which is an insane amount, which is enough that if it was spread out amongst all of North and South America, it would cover North and South America in 2 feet of water.
Really?
Yeah, dude. That's a lot of goddamn water.
Where's Lake Superior?
Lake Superior is the one that's in between Lake Michigan and Lake Champlain.
We got a bigger fish to fry.
You know what's crazier? There's a 90-year-old woman named Irene Triplett who is still alive and collecting her father's pension from the Civil War. Her dad fought in the Civil War, and she's still collecting his pension, which is like $70 a month.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude.
How old is she?
She's 90. So she must have been super young, and her dad was probably like super old.
Yeah. But that's nuts.
Oh, you want to hear a really good one? I love this one, and I wish that David was here to record for this, because he would love this one. Not only does the United States have the most dinosaur fossils in it, that have been found.
Right.
We have the largest variety of dinosaur fossils. So we have the most, and we got the
most
biggest
of the
number.
Most.
Most of the most.
We got most of the most.
Because the USA does it right, baby.
That's freaking cool.
And the last thing I'm going to leave you with on the topic of America itself, before we switch to presidents, is that, and I hate pooping on the United States, but we actually modeled our Constitution after the Constitution of Iroquois Confederacies of Native Tribes, which was a constitution that the Native Americans had written once Americans were like, when they were still colonies, they were taking all their shit. So they're like, yo, we gotta step up against these fucking European invaders.
Yeah.
And we're like, ooh, not only are we gonna take your home, that's a really cool document. We're gonna pretty much steal everything out of
it. We're just gonna cross off your name and write ours.
I should have said that one before the dinosaurs. Because I don't want people to have a sour taste. But here, speaking of taste, I'm going to talk about presidents. Not every single one of them, because some of the facts were stupid. But a good majority of them. And there's a lot of presidents that I've, like, if you were like, hey, this name was a president, I'd be like, I don't know. Especially in the early years, there were a lot of boring presidents.
There was a big chunk of them.
Now, this one, we're coming right out the gate. With George Washington, number one, coolest dude. He was super tall for the time and everything. You know that saying or that like myth that he had wooden teeth?
Yeah, yeah.
Not wood. He did have fake teeth that were made of hippopotamus ivory, donkey teeth, horse teeth, and human teeth.
I heard human teeth.
But people thought that they were wood because this dude drank so much red wine that it stained the fake teeth because there's no like enamel on it.
Right.
So it had all those weird little lines in it and it made it look like
awful.
Wood. Yeah.
Ugh. Could you imagine having someone else's teeth in your mouth? Like,
in a non-sexual way?
Well, you make out with someone else's teeth in your mouth?
I'm still learning how to kiss. I practice kiss with my pillows and they all have bite marks in them.
All my memory foam pillows have craters.
Oh, I forgot. I wanted to start with this one with the presidents. Did you know that statistically, being the president of the United States of America is the deadliest job in the United States? Because 1 in 10 presidents was killed on the job. Like, I think it's 9.something% get shot.
They really do. Assassinated when you're a president.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually, we broadcast to children, so you can't say assassin. You have to say butt button.
Oh.
Yeah. No cursing.
Butt out? They've been butt outed.
Did you know that Grover Cleveland was an executioner before he was the president?
No.
Yeah, he was. But he was a police commissioner, and I think it was like Erie, New York, like upstate New York. And he hanged murderers. He's a pretty badass. And then he became president. Thomas Jefferson's next on my list. And he did a lot of cool stuff. Mainly having sex with hundreds of black women. Which was why there's so many black people
he had
less
a million
than Jefferson.
Kids, right.
He had a bunch. But what I took from everything I read about him, this dude invented the swivel chair.
He did?
Yeah, he invented the swivel chair.
I have to say, every time I hear about him, I think of George Jefferson.
Oh, yes.
From Moving On Up.
Yeah, dude.
I always do, and I think that's such a great, like, thought.
He could very well have been related.
Probably.
There's like, a lot of African-Americans that have the same DNA as Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Because that dude was just, like, getting it in.
He was getting his pee-pee touched a lot.
James Madison, not a very notable president, but yeah. He weighed 100 pounds and he was 5'4". He's the smallest
like
president.
Like a jockey.
Yeah, he's like a little tiny toy president.
All I thought in my head was, boring, with an air horn.
Anytime you want to throw that out, go for it.
Okay.
So Andrew Jackson. This dude was fucking radical. Andrew Jackson was in over 100 duels. Like gun duels. And that's how he died. He died in a gun duel against Aaron Burr.
Oh, then I take back my boring.
Yeah, this guy's not boring. He got into a bar fight with a senator. Mm. Like they're like, we're doing government stuff. Him and the senator got in a bar fight and the dude shot him in the arm while he was president. How radical is that?
That is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, man.
Pretty cool.
Now, Martin Van Buren.
Who's local.
He is local. Mm-hmm. You can go to his house right on the other side of the river.
Mm-hmm.
I actually met Martin Van Buren's, like, great-great-great-great-granddaughter. I used to work with her.
Oh, really?
And I was like, bullshit. And then she showed me, like, all this historical stuff. But he was the 8th president. He was the first president of the United States of America to actually be born in the United States. They weren't born in the formed United States. George Washington was born in Virginia, but when it was a colony.
Okay.
So Martin Van Buren was the first president born in
the newly created
United States. William Henry Harrison was another not well-known president.
Boring!
Yeah. He died just about a month into his presidency from a cold that he contracted from his inauguration speech, because it was raining when he gave it, and he gave the longest inauguration speech, which was like an hour and and a half or something, and it was raining the whole time. Caught a cold from it and died a month later. Take that, you fucking nerd.
That's what you get for talking too long. No one wants to hear it. That was God striking him down.
So another shitty president was Johnson Tyler. He was like all around hated. To the point where, like, he faced impeachment, but he didn't get impeached. But when he died, I think Abe Lincoln was the president when he died. They didn't even put the flags to half-mast for him. They were just like, whatever.
Bye.
Abe Lincoln didn't even give an address about it. They were like, this guy's gone. Franklin Pierce. I have a list of hated presidents, apparently. He was hated to the point where, when it came time for re-election, his own party didn't re-nominate him. So they were like, we don't want you to be re-elected. And they booted him out. And he was quoted saying, there's nothing to do but get drunk. So he was awesome there. And then while drunk, he ran over an old woman with his horse. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. Kind of awesome.
Is he the reason why we can't drink and drive?
Oh, that motherfucker. He might be. He might have ruined it for everybody. So James Buchanan was the only president that was single. Only bachelor president. And it was suspected that he was a homosexual.
Oh, no. I worked with a James Buchanan. I wonder if that's his grandson.
Hmm. Was he homosexual?
No.
Oh. Well, it was suspected that he was in a relationship with some senator. I can't remember who because I didn't write it down. But they lived together for a long time.
A couple of BFFs, huh?
They could be BFFs.
Maybe
or
they're roommates.
They could be kissing friends.
Kissing partners?
Who knows? Well, everybody knows President Lincoln is next on my list, but everybody knows everything about him because he's super famous. But did you know that he was an avid wrestler, and then he won over 300 wrestling matches even while being president? He
really?
Just kept on wrestling.
You think that's why he was really killed?
Yeah, probably. Somebody was like, I won that match.
I saw like a picture of him when he was like freshly inaugurated into office, and then another picture of him to like right before he had like been butt outed, and his face just got so weathered during pregnancy presidency.
Being president during his time, just being alive during that time must have been like, God, just the worst. But then being in charge of a whole planet, or a whole country that's...
What's the worst?
On the brink of civil war.
Yeah.
He did say, a house divided on itself cannot stand. That's a quote.
Do you think that's how they used to talk all the time?
Like that? Like, everything always sounded profound. Like, yeah. Like if you, like, read, like, old, like, I have the autobiography of Ben Franklin, mm-hmm. or the biography of Ben Franklin, which is just, like, a whole bunch of his writings. And, like, he could write something where it's, like, I drank, like, two beers, and then I had to take a shit. And it'd be, like... Upon completion of my second flagon of ale, crisp and hearty like the tides of the morning, I felt a brewing upon my gullet. And you'd be like, man, that's beautiful.
That would be like a good senior quote.
Yeah, just translate into old English, you jerking off or something.
I got so drunk that I threw up all over myself.
Ooh, that's coming up on the list too.
Oh, go on. That's a good story.
Well, it's down the list. Man, there's a lot of presidents. So after Lincoln was Ulysses S. Grant,
mm-hmm.
who everybody knows famously as the commander of the Northern armies.
Mm-hmm.
He was good homies with Abe Lincoln, and he was supposed to be with him the night that he got butt-buttonated.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he like never forgave himself for not being there because he was like, I could have stopped this. But he was like, plays are also boring. Boring.
Boring.
But then on the plus side, he disbanded the KKK. And then they came back later. Yeah, he made it like illegal, and then they were like, oh well, you can't discriminate on people for their beliefs, and then they came back. But he was like, nuh-uh. And then whatever.
Nuh-uh.
James Garfield, also another boring one, but he was ambidextrous and super smart, and he could write with both hands simultaneously.
I always wanted to do that.
I could do that, like, if I write the same thing.
Oh, really?
But he could write in Latin with one hand and Greek in the other hand at the same time. Or he
that,
probably just...
That thought makes my brain hurt.
Yeah. But what I was thinking when I was reading, because I was like, that's insane. He probably just fucking lied about it. Because how many people do you know that can read Greek or Latin, especially in fucking, like, the 1800s?
Well, yeah, the quill and ink.
Yeah. So, fuck you, James Garfield. You're a liar.
Maybe, do you think he liked lasagna?
Dude, he liked lasagna and he hated Mondays. I hate Mondays. So Grover Cleveland, I recognized the name. I was like, oh, I remember that as a president's name.
Mm-hmm.
I found out some interesting stuff about him. He had a law partner. He was a lawyer. His partner passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he became the guardian of his law partner's 11-year-old daughter. Then, 10 years later, while he's president... He married that girl when she was 21.
Why? Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
At the White House.
When didn't they, like, make that legal? That you couldn't marry your, like, children and cousins and stuff like that, like, not very long ago?
Yeah. There's more cousin stuff on here. I got some... Dude, everything that you think sucks, one of the presidents has done it.
All I think about is, like, what in the cousin fucking backwoods Alabama shit is this?
Benjamin Harrison.
Oh, I know him.
Do you? You're lying.
I worked with a kid named Tom Harrison, but everyone called him Titty. And his brother was named Ben.
All right. So Titty's brother, President Benjamin Harrison.
Titty, shout out to Titty. He's so cool.
So this guy, Titty's brother, he was the first president to have electricity in the White House.
He must have felt so rich.
You would think so, right? He was terrified of it. Yeah. Terrified of getting electrocuted and wouldn't touch the light switches and would sleep with all the lights on because he didn't want to turn them off.
So it sounded like it made him crazy.
See, he was a little bitch. A little punk bitch. You know who was the president after him? Grover Cleveland again.
Oh, okay. I knew that name because it repeats on my little ruler I got in school.
He's the only president to ever serve two non-consecutive terms. He didn't marry any of his children the second term, so it was less exciting.
Ugh.
Now we're getting up to... This is going to sound nerdy, but I have two favorite presidents. Teddy Roosevelt was my second favorite president. He was my first favorite until I started getting into history. Then Franklin Delano Roosevelt became my first favorite. But so Teddy Roosevelt, he did a lot of cool stuff. But the main thing that makes me like him so much is he was the toughest fucking president ever. So, he lived in New York. Mm-hmm. And I think it was 1888 on Valentine's Day. His wife died. And his mom died. Both on the same day. And he wrote in his journal, "The light has gone out of my life." And he moved out of New York, moved out of Manhattan, and went out to the frontier. And just became a fucking frontiersman, nice. Tough guy, you know, hunting buffalo and doing cool rad shit. And he said the guy that taught him how to be a frontiersman was like, "You should just move back to New York and become the president." And he's like,
"Okay.
All right, I'll do it."
And then he did it.
And then he did it. While he was giving a speech, somebody tried to assassinate him, shot him in the chest. And this is what happened. Fucking Theodore Roosevelt said, "I do not know whether you fully understand that I have been shot. I give you my word, I do not care a rap about being shot. Not one rap." And then he went on to give an hour and a half speech with a bullet in his chest. Because he's the toughest!
What a badass.
Yep. And then, you know, he formed the first volunteer cavalry, which was the Rough Riders, which were the guys that fought in the Spanish-American War, or the Mexican-American War? Spanish-American. Fought the Spanish. And after he was president, World War I breaks out, and he went to the current president, who he volunteered. He was like, "I'm going to lead the artillery in World War I.
Mm.
And he was like, "I got to go. Got to go back to war." Because he's the fucking toughest.
Yeah.
And you know, to show how much the country loved him, a toy manufacturer made teddy bears. I don't know what they have to do with being tough.
Isn't there pictures? Wasn't he around here? Didn't he come around here?
Oh, yeah. Actually, he did. He did a whole bunch of shit up and down, near Rhinebeck Orange? And all that. All that shit is like, Roosevelt this, Roosevelt that. Because he had a house right on the Hudson River.
Okay.
Oh, you want to know what else is cool about this guy? Mm-hmm. I forgot I had more on my list. This is how radical he is. Only president to have a tattoo. And this is back fucking before World War I. And you know what he had?
What?
A fucking giant chess piece.
He did?
Of his family crest. Took up his whole chest.
Or did they do it with a nail? A piece of wood?
He probably did it with a knife in the blood of a bear or something because he's super tough.
God, I think that is awesome. That's probably the best fact we've heard.
Yep. Oh, that's great. And there's one more about him. I should have probably closed with the chess piece one, but this one's pretty radical. He was like a fighter. He liked fighting. And while he was president, he still boxed. And he lost... He was blinded in one eye while he was boxing at the White House as the president. He got blinded. And then he's like, "Good game." Slapped him on the butt. And went back to being president.
I wish Trump would do cool things like that, like box.
Yeah, man. People probably like him a lot more if they saw him fight. All right, on to the next president. The next presidents, I'm gonna try to fly through because I have so many. And we're so deep already. So Calvin Coolidge had two pet raccoons. I think they were named Reuben and Rebecca, something like that. Weird. And he kept them at the White House. Whatever.
Cool.
But the next president was Herbert Hoover, whose son had two pet alligators that he kept at the White House.
Really?
Very weird. Very weird stuff. Now we're on to my number one favorite president. FDR. Now, on the theme of cool pets, he had a dog named Fala, who he was, like, obsessed with this dog, and he wouldn't let anybody else feed it or anything because he was worried about it. And Fala is the only dog to be in, like, a presidential memorial
with
the president. Yeah. It's like, here's FDR. Well, he's probably sitting in his chair.
Yeah.
And then his dog next to him. Only president that's got the dog in there. He loved it.
Oh, that's a fun little fact.
Yep.
Dog president.
He liked his dog so much that when World War II broke out, he made Fala a honorary private in the military.
Oh, that's yeah, so dude. Cool. All I'm thinking of is like Balto, that like stone.
Yes, yeah. But Fala was like one of those little like Yorkie terriers. It was like one of the ones that have the mustache. So it's not nearly as tough looking. Cousin fucking. FDR married his cousin. Fucking. Eleanor was his cousin.
They were cousins?
They were cousins. And this links them. Teddy Roosevelt was FDR's cousin and was Eleanor Roosevelt's uncle before they were married.
Oh.
Yeah, like super gross.
Oh. Did they know?
Oh, they totally knew. They were at the wedding together.
And that wasn't like a long time.
No, that was World War II. That was the 30s.
Yeah. Have you seen that Hollywood show? Have you heard of that on Netflix? And it's like old Hollywood and like a lot of old actors that would have, like, gay sex and all that stuff. Probably not the whole base of the whole show. But they had a character playing Eleanor Roosevelt, which kind of, like, put it... I knew that they had been not very far out of my lifetime, but yeah. I just didn't really put the two and two together. That they... She also had stuff to do with old Hollywood and cousin fucking.
Yeah, man. And your parents are probably born while they were still fucking each other's cousins.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Lastly about him. He was the president for 12 years. He stayed president through all of World War II. Well, until the very end when his polio got really bad.
Yeah.
So then it brings us to my least favorite president, Truman. Which, if anybody knows history, knows that Truman's a little punk bitch and should have never been president. He was just put into office. He was muscled in there. A guy named Henry Wallace, who was FDR's, he was the head of the Department of Agriculture. He was supposed to be president, and he would have changed the world. But Truman was this little tiny weaselly bitch, and then, like, we unlocked the power of the nuclear bomb, and he dropped it on Japan, and he's like, we got a bomb. We'll use it against all the world. And he was just like a little nerd who got bullied his whole life, and then he got an atom bomb. So he's a little bitch. So fuck you, Truman.
Fuck you, Truman.
You little bitch. And then next interesting president was JFK. So, like, you know, everybody knows everything about JFK. But does everybody know my impersonation of JFK? I was the president at one time. That's my JFK. Actually, interesting fact about JFK, Dana sent me a postcard with JFK on it, and it said, Boston really blew me away.
I forgot about the postcard.
I still have it. It's on my fridge.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
Boston really blew me away.
Yep. But he didn't get assassinated in Boston. He got assassinated in Dallas, Texas. But, I know, whatever.
Potato, tomato.
It's still the same.
I made Craig go to the JFK, like, memorial in Dallas, and where you can see, like, the... where he was driving and yeah, where the guys...
Dealey Plaza and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and where the guy stood to, like, shoot. You got to stand right there and, like, see the view.
Ooh.
It's pretty cool. Poor Craig's like this.
Yeah, I was going to say, was Craig unimpressed?
Oh, yeah. Unimpressed.
So, next on my list is President Nixon. Everybody knows that he was, like, a turd. But I'm trying to put a good spin on him. Richard Nixon loved bowling.
He did?
To the point where he had a bowling alley put in the White House.
It's still there, too, right? It's
totally still there. So Gerald Ford, he was after Nixon. Well, but yeah, he was the next president after Nixon. He's the only president to not be elected by the people. He got moved line of succession into vice president after Spiro Agnew resigned from Nixon. And then once Nixon resigned, he was just like, well, I'm president now. And he just became president.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to be president. Vote for me.
I'd vote for you. So... we're getting to, like, modern times. President Reagan, he had an astrologer that he would advise on, like, he would ask for advice on major decisions.
I really enjoy that.
I think that's horrible.
I think that's a great idea. I've always thought that. Making, like, big decisions, like, I don't know.
Just imagine, like, giving a presidential, like, address and be like, we were going to reform healthcare, but Mercury's in retrograde, so I'm just going to take a little me time.
I'll get back to you after it's over.
Yeah.
Don't make any rash decisions during Mercury in retrograde.
I feel like it's like a Taylor Swift was the president type situation. Like,
strumming on her guitar.
We got George Bush. The original George Bush. Now, getting drunk, throwing up. He wasn't drunk, but...
throw up.
There is a word in Japan. It's a Japanese word. I'm going to try to pronounce it. Bushusururu. It's got, a lot of U's in it. And that is a word that the Japanese made up for vomiting in public. Because in 1992, George Bush threw up on the Prime Minister of Japan. At, like, this big delegate meeting in Japan, threw up on him. And everybody in Japan was like, what the fuck?
I can imagine everybody going, oh.
And then they made a word for it. Bushusururu.
I hope they put it on his gravestone.
Well... it brings us up to President Clinton, who everybody knows everything about him getting his wee-wee sucked.
Really did get his wee-wee sucked. That lady just died, who, like, outed them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, not Monica Lewinsky.
No, Monica thought she was BFFs with this lady, and this lady's like, yeah, right, and told everybody.
Did you know that Bill Clinton has 2 Grammys for 2 different spoken word albums?
Oh, really? I was going to say, because he played the saxophone.
I thought it was saxophone, too, but spoken word albums, it's It's funny.
You better be careful what you say about the Clintons or we're both going to be dead.
Yeah. I take it back. Love y'alls. If it makes the Clinton Foundation any happier, we can make fun of George W. Bush really quick.
Okay.
There's the obvious stuff about George Bush being a dum-dum. George W.
Mm-hmm. George W.
Here's a good one that I bet you don't know. He was the head male cheerleader in his high school.
I did know that.
How'd you know that?
Because I did a report on him in school.
Oh, dude.
That's all I remember, but I did know that.
I can't, in my head, picture him being a cheerleader.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me.
Yep. George W. And then his dad was George H.W.
Yep.
Herbert Walker. Mm-hmm.
Now, President Obama. Everybody loves Barack Obama. I couldn't find any embarrassing facts about him. But I did find... Oh, he had a pet ape at one point when he lived... where did he live?
Chicago. Weren't they from Chicago?
Well, he lived... what other country was it? I don't remember. I'll put it in... Liberia? No. Libya? No. He lived somewhere else. But he had a pet ape. That was cool. But that wasn't the fact that I found. The fact that I found was that in high school, his nickname was the O-Bomber because he was really good at basketball.
O-Bomber.
So I thought that was cute. And now President Trump, who I didn't have any facts for because...
He owns Trump Tower. That's all I got.
And he sucks.
He's really orange.
He's really orange. Oh, actually, did you know that his father was a potato? No. All right.
Excuse me?
No, I was just making a joke because he's shaped like a potato.
Oh, because I was like, how does a potato come from an orange?
Oh, man, apparently I had some more facts about the country. I'm gonna rattle them off real quick.
Do whatever you gotta do.
Real quick. If you wanted to sleep in every hotel room in Las Vegas, you would take 400 years to do it. Over 400 years.
Really?
Spend one night in every hotel room.
How many rooms are there?
Just a shit ton. Whatever 365 times 400 would be.
I don't know math. Sorry, all my math teachers in school.
Do you know that there's an island off the coast of South Carolina called Morgan Island that no humans are allowed to go on, and it's filled with wild monkeys?
Excuse me?
I'm telling you, that's mind-blowing to me.
Wild monkeys? I think monkeys are the coolest thing.
Yeah, but they're super violent creatures. Yeah. They're the worst. But they are cool. I would love to have a pet one. Did you know that the Library of Congress in D.C. has approximately 838 miles of bookshelves? If you were to, like, line them all out. That's crazy
Hot
stuff.
Hot diggity dog.
Now, speaking of, we talked about Manhattan a couple times, or New York. Do you know that the Denver airport in volume is twice the size of Manhattan? Which is crazy.
What?
Yeah, dude. And I was just there, and I was like, I don't know.
Is that the biggest airport?
I'd assume it's gotta be.
Yeah. I hate getting lost in big airports, man. Or trying to get from one flight to another in 2 minutes in a big airport. I hate it.
Yeah. I just like hanging out and drinking in airports.
I do too, but not when I'm like on a crunch time trying to run around with my little suitcase.
Did you know that there's a city in California called Colma where the dead outnumber the living 1,000 to 1? It's like essentially all just one big cemetery.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh?
Pretty crazy.
Colma. Because you're in a Colma?
Ah!
Zing.
Nice. And my last fact that I have on here is that in Kentucky, the number of bourbon barrels outnumber the population.
In Kentucky?
Yep. That's pretty crazy. Oh, wait. Fact's not done. It outnumbers the population by 2 million. So however many people there are in Kentucky, add 2 million. That's how many barrels of bourbon there are. Well, bourbon barrels.
Holy shitballs. I want to go to Kentucky.
I don't know if I've ever been to Kentucky.
I will one day.
Yeah, probably when you turn 32.
Probably. We're going to go to Bardstown when we go to Kentucky. That's the capital of whiskey.
Did not know that.
I did, but I'll tell you why after.
Okay.
Because my story's going to take a long time.
Well, Dana, did you feel like you learned something today?
I feel like my brain's exploded.
Mm.
I had great exercise. A lot to learn.
It is a lot. And we squished it into a really short period of time. But do you feel more prepared to celebrate the 4th of July now that you're chock full of American knowledge?
I really do. I'm going to stand there and yell these facts when I'm watching fireworks.
What you should do is just single one person out of the crowd during fireworks and be like, come here. And then just go through the whole list. And be like, did you know that Grover Cleveland loved lasagna? Or no, who was it? Oh, James Garfield.
And he hated Mondays.
Hated them.
Hated Mondays.
All right, guys. I know my camera's in a different spot for the people on YouTube. Because that guy who's growling down there, he wanted to be on TV.
So cute.
So thanks for listening and watching, and have a happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Email us all your problems so that we can get back to solving problems instead of educating you people, which I'm not a very good teacher, so I'm sorry for how boring all this was. I put in funny sound effects.
You're welcome.
Like a waka waka or something like that. Waka waka. All right. Thanks, guys. And for Dave Rose, later, virgins.
Bye.
Bye, Marley.